Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It looks beautiful outside of our studio right now, but we hear that there might be some showers around. It was very, very windy when I woke up this morning, and we had a few big storms over the weekend. Boy, if you were anywhere around Belchase yesterday or that part of the West Bank, you were just pounded with rain and with a lot of hail yesterday. So another chance of rain today, but then it's just going to be hot. See, I was really sorry to hear in the news just now that Britney Spears lost her baby. I mean, that's I can't imagine going through that, but I can imagine that if you're a woman and that happens, you must be just going through so many emotions. In some ways, you might blame yourself. In some ways, you might feel like it's your fault. And just such a terrible, terrible loss. So really sorry to hear that happened. So let's lighten things up a little bit this hour. We've had some pretty intense stuff to talk about today. And the basic summary of what we were talking about in the first 2 hours of the show stemmed from the Buffalo shooter. And, you know, we don't mention people's names on the show, serial shooters like this, mass shooters. This guy was a hater. He hated blacks, went out of his way to shoot blacks. There are some white people who hate black people, and they'll shoot them. There's some black people who hate white people. I mean, I understand that. But instead of trying to get rid of the hate, because I don't think we're going to, I think it's more realistic for us to start focusing on how do we deal with the hate? Because it's not going to go away. And there are going to be people who are going to blame Twitter and social media and Tucker Carlson for, you know, perpetrating all of this. Well, okay, they're, you know, those out, look, Twitter and, well, actually Twitter and Facebook and those sites, Instagram, they work to stifle that voice. And some people scream, that's, violating freedom of speech. But they're private companies. In the same way that conservative radio stations across this country, they stifle liberal speech. So some outlets, media outlets, stifle conservative speech. I mean, they have every right to do that. But there are those who believe that we need to try to stop pushing white supremacists, stop pushing the agenda. And I mean, that would be great, but I just don't think it's going to happen. So let's just figure out how to deal with it. Noah is holding on from last hour. Noah, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want to add, I know you're moving on, but it seems like every time this happens and it's one direction, it's always used to attack conservatives. And conservatives have nothing to do with racism. Tucker Carlson has nothing to do with racism. I don't even think we should call conservatives right wing and put us in the same group as extreme right wing people who are fascists. We have nothing to do with fascists. We have nothing to do with racism. And this is just a smear by the left. And then when it happens the other way around, just like the recent shootings targeting white people, it's never the number one issue. When I went to the New York Times front page after it happened, I saw the word race like three times on the front page. But they didn't even mention the race of the person who committed the shooting or the person who drove into a crowd in an SUV in Wisconsin and killed a bunch of white people. And he had lunatic rants against white people as well. But anyway, my main point, though, is we conservatives have nothing to do with racism. So we shouldn't even have to answer for these points.
Well, I'm sorry, Noah, but some conservatives are racist. I mean, if you speak for that group that I talk about all the time and I say, look, if this doesn't apply to you, then don't take it personally, then great. But I'm very clear on this. You know, there when I attack the far right, the right wing activist and the extremist, I'm attacking a group of people that are that call themselves conservative. But I'm very careful to say that that's not all conservatives, that it's not all Republicans. So you shouldn't take it personally.
But which ones are you talking about? I can defend. I don't think there's any evidence for any of your claims against Tucker or any. Who's the radical right wing? Who are you talking about? Whenever I read stories regarding this issue, they always mention groups I've never heard of before, like Boogaloo Boys, and saying they're right wing and therefore we're responsible for them. But whenever
Wait a minute, I've never said I don't hold Republicans responsible for them. I just point out that there's that faction within the Republican Party.
Name somebody.
Marjorie Greene Taylor. Marjorie Greene Taylor.
What has she done that's racist?
I mean, can we really have this conversation? No. I mean, do we really need to have this conversation?
Because you don't have. Yes, we should have the conversation. The part of the is the evidence for your claim.
She has spoken to white nationalists. Noah. This is a spur of the moment thing.
You can't find actual racism from her, so she got to talk who she spoke to.
Noah.
And again, I bet you that's also garbage, too.
Come back tomorrow, because you've got to give me a chance to find the evidence, and I will.
Okay.
I'm speaking from my impression, and my impression is that Tucker Carlson is just in there to attract an audience, and he feeds red meat to the extreme right wing.
Yeah, I know that's the narrative, and I disagree with it, but that's fine.
That's all right.
You gather your information, and if you don't mind, I'll call back tomorrow.
Please do. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not fair to put me on the spot and say, okay, well, what about, it's my impression of when I've watched Tucker Carlson. It's my impression of talking about the things that he talks about. It's my impression of Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I don't have the specific things right in front of me, but I'll get them because they're there. I mean, those things are there. And, you know, if you never heard of the Boogaloo Boys, if you've never heard of the Proud Boys or whatever, that's on you. Because they're out there, and they're there, and there are groups that believe they are Republican and conservative that are white supremacists. Progressive liberals are not white supremacists. But don't let that taint your whole party. And don't be such a snowflake that you take it personally. I mean, to suggest, I guess what the caller is suggesting is that there are no conservatives, no Republicans who are white supremacists. And that notion is absurd. But not all Republicans or conservatives are white supremacists. So, I mean, I don't know what to do other than that. But these groups, the Republican Party isn't responsible for them. They have adopted the party. You know, it's like when David Duke endorsed Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't ask for the endorsement, and I was quick to point that out. David Duke attached himself to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump doesn't own that. He didn't cause it. But you need to distinguish between the two. So,
if I may, insert myself here just briefly. I get the sense from Noah, who we've heard from before. I don't think Noah is really an active participant in his own education about these issues. Like, it's easy for him to come on here and demand evidence from you about specific people that have said specific things, But for him to say that he doesn't even, I don't even know who the Boogaloo Boys are. Like, that's insane. That's like saying, I've been a Saints fan my whole life. I've been an LSU fan my whole life. Who is Tyrann Mathieu? Like, how are you in this conversation? And you can't even identify who that player is. And that doesn't make what he said about that doesn't take anything away from his point. It's like, well, if we're going to assert that there are racist elements in the conservative movement and in the Republican Party, okay, let's have that talk. But do not in the next sentence say, I don't even have this one kind of critical piece of information.
That is a total cop-out. And there's somebody in my family who's an extremely conservative person. I think he's been radicalized. And I feel badly for him for that reason. But he tried to tell me, I was asking him about QAnon, months ago when QAnon was in the news. Well, I don't know anything about QAnon.
Who is QAnon?
Let me tell you something. If that were a liberal group, you'd know about it. And you know about QAnon, but there are people who don't look into these groups because they don't want them to be associated. So actually, people like Noah are admitting that there is this tainting of their party because these groups do define themselves as conservatives and as Republicans. And so, you know, you try to distance yourself from that. But that's why there are a lot of great moderate Republicans. And in fact, it's the moderate Republicans and the moderate Democrats that determine the outcome of elections. And I know there are the people who think, well, how did Trump win in the first place? Well, Trump won because he first presented himself as a more moderate candidate, even though he said extreme things. Look, the best thing Trump had going for him was that he was running against Hillary Clinton. At a time when this country wanted change, Donald Trump represented that change to a lot of moderate voters who didn't vote for him the second time around. And many voted for Trump the second time around against Biden because they didn't like Biden. And I understand that. But Hillary Clinton represented the political status quo at a time when this country wanted change. That's why Trump won. Trump didn't win because he got the right-wing conservative vote. He got that, but that's not enough to elect him. So we're the ones with the power. We have the power. And we need to do a better job of using it. All right. So let's talk about this this church. I mean, I know people want to get into this conversation now, but anyway, we'll just get to the calls when we can. A church in Florida is hosting an event featuring a drag show. I mean, is that wrong? Is that a problem? We'll talk about that when we come back. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers, on this day, May 16th, 1966, the Beach Boys released their epic album, Pet Sounds. And this was produced by Brian Wilson. The Beatles in 1966 really felt like they were competing. The Beach Boys felt like they were competing with the Beatles in 1966. And this was an album that was supposed to be the answer to all the Beatles were doing. And this was a phenomenal, phenomenal album produced by Brian Wilson. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar for today, May the 16th, it was on this day in 1959, Wayne Newton at the age of 16 made his Las Vegas debut at the Fremont Hotel. There's an entire generation that thinks that this was a song done by, you know, somebody who was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. This is Wayne Newton. What about Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago? I love that whole scene. Are you saying that I'm not who I say I am? That was just a fun movie.
I mean, Sergeant Peterson, Chicago Police.
That was a great movie. Yeah. I mean, there were people who think that Ferris Bueller was the original singer of Twist and Shout.
You know. I was probably a cool, like, 16 years old before I figured out that was the Beatles and not Matthew Broderick.
Well, and then that scene. And then I grew up thinking it was the Beatles, and it was, I think, the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
The Beatles covered the Isley. So, you know, I learned that later in life. All right, so tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm going to accept the challenge from Noah. Noah's challenge is that he wants me to demonstrate, he doesn't think I can, he wants me to demonstrate that there's an extreme right-wing faction of the conservative movement that's racist. I mean, I have never said all conservatives are all Republicans. But he kind of took it personally. And so we'll point that out. I don't have all the stuff right in front of me. We talk about a lot of different things, and so I wasn't prepared to talk about that today. But I'll answer his challenge tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
It comes down basically to this. I didn't find this thing that I wasn't really looking for because I don't want it to be true. And so if you don't find that for me, it means that you're wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say he's not really an active participant in his own education. Like he said, I went to the internet and I found the thing that already affirmed what I believe to be true. And the absence of me finding anything that suggested something otherwise is your responsibility to find for me. Come on.
It's fine. I'll accept that challenge. Yeah, not a problem. Let's go uptown to Smitty. Smitty, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, reminds me of a statement. You know, not all Republicans are racist, but all racists are Republicans.
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of the point. Again, it's not the fault of the Republican Party. I mean, it's their fault if they don't denounce the racists.
Well, it is their fault. They're feeding them this.
They're feeding them. Yeah. Look, Tucker Carlson says a lot of things that make it seem like he's a racist. I don't know if he is. He might just be entertaining his audience.
This replacement theory, this latest you know, massacre in a country that has so many guns, but guns aren't supposedly the problem. Latest massacre, the guy was a right wing Republican racist, and you know, Fox News pushed him to this.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say Fox News is responsible for that. Fox News, you know, they've got their own agenda, which is feeding their audience. And they're number one in the ratings. Now, when you combine CNN and MSNBC, Fox News is still number one, but not by a lot. So the point is, it's entertainment, and they're entertaining their audience rather than telling you the truth. They're telling the truth based on what they believe the truth to be. Same thing with CNN and MSNBC. So, I mean, this is all part of the, you know, the circus act of the media and where we are today. But if Fox News says things that support a line of thinking, and if somebody goes out and acts on that, well, that's the person's fault. You know, we get ideas from the media. We get ideas from entertainment. And I don't blame the entertainment or the media. I blame the person who decides to act on that information. And if somebody gets so caught up in white supremacy, wherever they were inspired, it doesn't matter. It's on them that they actually acted on that. All right. So there is a church in Florida. This is in Naples, Florida. So this would be on the Gulf Coast of Florida. A local nonprofit is hosting an event for the LGBTQ youth in Naples, Florida. It includes a drag show and a church. It's the Youth Pride Conference, first one they've had, the Youth Pride Conference. And it's taking place May 21st at the Naples United Church of Christ. It is intended for the LGBTQ youth seeking to explore LGBTQ-related issues that they face today. The youth aged 12 to 18 are invited to attend the all-day event, which organizers say will include a free breakfast and free lunch, as well as a drag show from some of the local drag queens. The conference also features several breakout sessions with a variety of different kinds of presenters from all over the state. And they're going to deal with mental health, forbidden queer literature, inclusive sex education, and political action and advocacy. So, you know, the fact that they're doing this at a church, it's not like the church is promoting it, but so what? I mean, are you telling me that in the United States of America, a nonprofit organization can't hold an event? I mean, their event's not hurting anybody. And if it is an event for LGBTQ youth and it includes a drag show, so what? I'm entertained by drag shows. I've gone to drag shows all my life. One of my favorite places in Denver was called the Carousel Lounge. It was a drag place. And there's something damn funny about a 60-year-old overweight drag queen singing Britney Spears' Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. That's comedy. Anyway, but some of them take it very seriously. And, I grew up in New Orleans. I mean, we saw drag queens when we were kids. It's not a big deal. But why would there be any controversy for a Florida church hosting an event for LGBTQ youth? I mean, there are young people who are in that community. There are LGBTQ young people, because I believe you're born that way. And it doesn't take long to realize who you are. So why not talk to those youth? But I love the headline, because the headline, again, is kind of deceiving. Florida church hosting an event for kids featuring drag show and forbidden queer literature. But, you know, this is from Fox News. And so Fox News wants to get your attention, and they want you to think that it's a church that is pushing and promoting a gay agenda. and that the church is going to have a drag show. No, it's a group that's, in my understanding, using the Naples United Church of Christ to have this event. So I think that's interesting. But, hey, the headline works. Hey, it got my attention. But I'm glad we talked about it. I'm glad we had a chance to set the record straight on that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Mike, welcome to the show. Hello, Mike.
Mike. Yes, I got you.
Hey, Mike. Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop. Hey. I just wanted to make one comment about the dialogue with Fox and all this. Listen, just cite to me one single solitary thing that Biden has done right since being in office. And all this discussion about Fox and LGBTQ doesn't matter. Address the real facts. Biden's administration is...
All right, tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'll do that after the news at 2 o'clock tomorrow. I'll accept that challenge along with Noah's challenge. I'll have that for you tomorrow. Okay? Well, I guess he's gone.
God, is he okay?
Yeah, that really, that didn't sound like it was good.
He fell down or something.
Oh, it was okay, yeah. Yeah, so name one thing Biden's done right. Okay, we'll have that for you tomorrow. There, at no time on this show have I ever said Biden's a great president. I said the guy's kind of a mess. And he's not good for the Democrats. And while I don't blame him totally for gas prices going up, that doesn't mean I think he's a great president. And I'm just honest about the whole, you know, gas price situation. And there are people who want to blame him totally. Because he's Biden, because he's a Democrat. Look, Biden's an easy target. He appears to be very weak, and he's an easy target. But I've told you this before, man. Fox News went well out of their way to defend George W. Bush when gas prices went up, and their argument was the president of the United States is not responsible for gas prices. Not just George W. Bush, but the president of the United States is not responsible for high gas prices. So today, it's all changed because it's all about picking sides. It's all about tribal politics, which is kind of sad. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, let's talk about gas prices just very briefly because, you know, once again, gas prices are going up. And I got gas in my my car, I don't know, Saturday or yes, I guess it was Saturday afternoon I got gas. And even in my little car with my small tank, it's costing me more than ever to fill up.
Gas is $4.48 a gallon on average, says the AAA, up 16 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $1.44 a gallon cheaper. And listen to this. Gas is about $6 a gallon in California, but a comparatively comfy $3.99 a gallon in Georgia. What can you do? Well, the AAA has some tips. First of all, slow down. Drive the speed limit. Avoid jackrabbit starts. Don't idle. Limit your use of air conditioning and park in the shade. I'm Rita Foley.
I know, you know, sometimes I just want to punch it. You know, sometimes when I get on the highway and there's like open highway, I just want to punch the accelerator. And I want to thank everybody with the class reunion of 1972 from John F. Kennedy High School. They had their 50-year class reunion at the City Park Fillmore event place. And so I was doing a little research into 1972, and when they graduated in 1972, gas was 90 cents a gallon. So, yeah, things have changed, and, things change. There's a lot that goes into the price of gas. But if you want to blame Biden solely, this is America. You can. It doesn't mean that I have to agree with you, but if you want to blame Biden solely for gas prices, that's okay. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Here's one that says, I challenge Scoot to prove gravity and that the Earth is not flat. I'll tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Okay, let's see. Gravity... and flat Earth.
Earth is not flat, yeah.
Earth is not flat,
put
okay.
Put that on the list.
Not flat.
you know, just something you can Google real quick when you get home tonight.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that won't take long.
Yeah. Here's there's another text in that regard that says, you're going to have a lot of homework if this keeps
up. Yeah, you know what? I guess I am.
This guy says, to this day, when I go outside and I see a clear blue sky, I think of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Was the sky blue that day?
Yeah, I think of it too, where it's like Beat City, It's like this song that's playing in the background, and it's like... Who could possibly be expected to go to school on a day like this?
Oh, okay.
And it's this
kind of montage
of like the Chicago skyline and how beautiful it was. And yeah.
Great movie.
Really holds up.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that there wasn't more criticism of this, encouraging people to skip school. Because that's the kind of... If that movie came out today, there would be criticism of Ferris Bueller's Day Off because they would be encouraging people to skip school. But, you know, if you see a movie and then you skip school and there was something in the movie about skipping school and you skip school, that's on you. That's not the movie's fault.
Not the movie's fault.
Right.
Okay. Here's a text message that says, history shows us that Southern Democrats like George Wallace were the segregationists, not Republicans.
Well, you know, it's 2022, so we're generally referring to modern times here. But you're right about that. I mean, I'm not denying that Southern Democrats were, you know, were segregationists. Many of them were.
Yeah, but you said earlier about the Southern strategy. Like, was there something that happened between 1964 and 1968 that caused some political realignment among the two major governing parties in America?
Yes.
I can't quite put my finger on it. Oh, it was the civil rights movement. It was all that legislation about protecting and upholding the rights of black people to vote. And it caused a mass exodus of Southern Democrats who then became Republicans because of the Southern strategy.
And there have been a lot of white people in this country who they have been made to fear blacks. And apparently that was the mental problem that this 18-year-old had. And I don't want to just pass it off as a mental problem. But, I mean, he's mental. He's got issues. And when somebody like that has issues, if we see signs that they've got issues, we need to shut them down right then and there. All right, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, May the 16th. On this day in 1992, Weird Al Yankovic's song, Smells Like Nirvana, hit number 35 on the U.S. charts, and that's as high as it got. This is a classic grunge song. Check out the lyrics. Very, very, very good at explaining grunge. All right, when we come back on this day in 1987, an album hit number one that really defined a super band that is still performing today. We'll have that when we come back on WWL. On the SOTA calendar for today, May 16th, on this day in 1987, it was the beginning of U2 reigning the rock world. With or Without You was the number one song in the country from the top album, The Joshua Tree. The next single, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, also went to number one. And this was the beginning of the superstar status for U2. Let's go to New Orleans. Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, Stu, thank you for taking my call. I just want to refer to just the craziness that we got in the country and kind of respect for a deranged individual. We got a mental problem in this country. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. The guy that went and shot those people in Buffalo, the guy in California going to the church, you know, they are considered to me radical, well, especially the 18-year-old, because that's what you got a lot, a young radicalized white nationalist thug punk. And we have to call it out what it is. White nationalist, white supremacy. We need domestic terrorist laws on the book to address this situation. Because it's not right for somebody to go just travel 200-300 miles to go to a area to where they got a group of people because he feels
that
they'll replace him and replace the white people, man, let's be honest. The white women are not having babies. They're career-orientated. black women, Asian women, Hispanic women, they have a bunch of children. So, yeah, it's a reality. You're not being replaced. You women are not having babies.
Well, maybe not in as high as a percentage, but Rashard, I appreciate the call. This whole concept of the great replacement theory is poisoning the minds of people. Even critical race theory. I mean, there's hysteria over critical race theory. What, you don't want to be honest about history? I mean, that's kind of what it's about. I mean, there might be some bad things about it. But there are people who don't want accurate history because they're so used to history being dominated by just whites. Not to take anything away from what whites did in history, but blacks did a lot of things in history and they didn't get credit for it in our history books. And I'm a living example of that. You know, I grew up in the suburbs, went to a school, white students, 60s, and we didn't learn about certain things. And that's not fair. We should learn history. But why are people so sensitive? Why are people so why are they such snowflakes that they're offended by, like, oh my God, well, we can't learn everything. We don't want to know the truth. I think anybody who is a white supremacist has a mental disorder. Because I think that's like just mentally, that train of thought, that line of thinking, to me is a sign of a mental disorder in your brain. Especially those who manifest their feelings. And that's what the Buffalo shooter did. All right, on the SOTA rock culture calendar for today, on this day in 1986, country singer Johnny Paycheck was found guilty of shooting and wounding a man in an argument in a bar in Ohio. Yep. You know, these white country singers, they just don't know how to settle things. You know, they got to pull out their gun. They got to shoot somebody. You know, they get into an argument in a bar, and what happens? They got to shoot them. You know, you can't work it out. No, they have no coping skills. Johnny Paycheck was found guilty, sentenced to 9.5 years in prison. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, we're getting a few interesting texts. Let's go to Ian Hoke very quickly, and we've got time to wrap up some of these texts. By the way, just after the news at 2 o'clock tomorrow, I'm going to answer a couple of challenges. But look, let me just say, I'm just going to do this tomorrow. I don't feel the need to defend everything that I say. I do a show. You like it or you don't. It's that simple. But I just found it kind of interesting that this guy, Noah, came up with such a challenge. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to answer his challenge tomorrow. And then somebody else challenged me on Joe Biden. So we're going to answer those challenges. Also, gravity, proving gravity and the Earth is not flat. Or the Earth is flat. Proving the Earth is not flat.
Yes.
All right. All of that tomorrow. But, you know, don't start challenging me with stuff because we're only going to do this one time. Let's do a couple of texts.
Okay, look, I screwed up. I said something earlier that was factually inaccurate. I would hate for people to get the impression that I don't care about the details or that I'm unwilling to say that I was wrong about something. I have a lot of passion. I have a lot of things that I'm anxious to say, and sometimes I say them in the wrong order.
And you're human.
Somebody texted me and called me out on it. Ian, you're mixing up your Ferris Bueller. Segway Sputnik was playing when Ferris opened the curtain, seeing the blue sky, not Beat City. That was playing when they were driving around in the vintage Ferrari.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, you were right and I was wrong.
I'm really glad you cleared that up.
Isn't that what people want to hear?
Well, because if you don't clear it up, then you're perpetuating a lie and it's fake news.
Not on this show.
If you clear it up, then it's not fake news. So I like that.
Got a couple other texts here. It says, ouch. Car on its roof. Ouch.
That's Tom Perumian's.
Perumian's signature. Yeah.
Ouch. I mean, wait. And Tom's suggesting that people are going to slow down to see a car on its roof? Nobody would slow down to look
Come
at that.
On.
Nobody would slow down to look at something strange on the side of the road. I mean, we know to just, you know, whiz right on by. All right, I just want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. Look, sometimes I'm not afraid to say things that some people don't want to say, and it's okay. I love this show. Love you for being part of it. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.